Blog Talk Radio.
In the beginning was the beat, and the beat was the rhythm of God, and the rhythm of God is the harmony of humanity, and where there is harmony, there is peace.
Peace.
Once again to Dare to Win. Thank you so much for being with us. Our subject this evening, answering the question, do we need to be serious every day? Stay with us as we get into this exciting subject.
Deep down in the new Babylon called America, where chaos, confusion, and hatred reign supreme. But the rhythm plants the seeds of freedom. So we overcome. The rhythm, the drum, beat.
Yes, we are the drum, and we are calling our people to self-determination, liberation, and sovereignty. Again, welcome to Dare to Win. This is the Us Lifting Us weekly radio program that airs every Thursday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Dare to Win. This is the place where we have sobering conversation about the economic plight of our people and the imperative that we build the global economic machinery that will free us and contribute to our wholeness. Thank you for being with us this evening. To join the conversation, please dial 929-477-2789. That's 929-477-2789. And then press the number 1 on your keypad if you would like to make a comment or ask a question. Now, if you're joining us via your computer, you would go to www.usliftingus.com. That's www.usliftingus.com. Click the Ulu Radio tab, and then click on Listen Live. My name is Sister Nanana, and I'm going to be your host for this evening's discussion. And as always, I'm really pleased to have this opportunity. And joining us this evening is Brother Thurman. Brother Thurman is an Us Lifting Us, an Ulu board member, and he's going to be guiding us through our discussion this evening on the subject, do we need to be serious every day? So let's go ahead and get started with our subject this evening. First off, Brother Thurman, would you care to greet our listening audience?
Yes, definitely. Greetings to the listening audience and greetings to you, Sister Nanana, and it's always good to be with all of you.
Thank you so much for being with us. And this tough topic, I think, can take some interesting twists and turns. So I'm anxious to get into it and to hear about what it is that we're being serious about and maybe what serious in and of itself is all about, especially around taking that stance every day on a daily basis. So thank you for lending us your time, your energy, your knowledge, and your expertise so that we can understand more of what being serious is all about. So to get us started, Brother Thurman, how about if we start out with some definitions, some information to help lay a foundation and somewhat of a context to get into this discussion. So the word serious, tell us what is that all about? What's the definition of the word serious and how is it being used in the context of this particular question?
Yes, related. Thank you for the question. The related to the question, the topic, among the many definitions is showing deep thought, being sincere, concern for what really matters, not trifling, and it's the opposite of humorous. It's the opposite of playful. It's the opposite of this word that I call an infectious disease called chilling, that we need to throw it in the trash can. And so when I mentioned deep thought in the history that goes beyond, you know, amongst ancient Africans, and it still exists, it's what's called African deep thought. But it brings a whole nother world of clarity rather than confusion when we engage in African deep thought. And just to give you an example, the word elder, if you mention it to most people, you've asked them, so, well, who is an elder? And they would say somebody 60 years old, 70 years old, 80 years old. But in African deep thought, that's not true. An elder would be someone that had shown themselves approved over time and had been approved by other truly wise elders, and you have to qualify to be a true African elder. And so that means that those that have not, and just babbling in confusion, the reality is that they would be, in terms of definition, called an older, not an elder. And that's part of, just give some example of African deep thought. That's serious. A concern for what really matters. We're in a state of emergency. Most of us go about our lives, a war is being waged on us, an unrelenting war. The beginning of the invaders attacking us has never ceased. And so it's not a time to be chilling. And so there are posters, memes that's been around for a few years that says a lot of our people are at the playground daily, not even recognizing or paying attention because they've been duped and they're busy playing and chilling and playing with their clothes, their shoes, their wheels, and on, in spite of the fact that we continue to be brutalized and killed and on. And so that's just so we do not have the pleasure in reality when we got clarity to be playing. And later, maybe I'll focus on, we've got to reframe our thoughts about the subject of playing. But I'll get to that later.
Ah, wow. Well, I'll tell you, you piqued my interest, and I want to hear more as this dialogue goes on of what you have to say about that whole arena of playing or chilling, as you know, the vernacular that is so often used. So, yeah. So thank you for setting that context, and it certainly causes, you know, kind of stirs the pot as far as the thought process is concerned, especially when you mention the African deep thought and talk about the concept of the elder and what an elder is. So it sounds to me that a lot of what the subject is about this evening is very action-oriented, as well as something that definitely takes us back to recapturing our culture. So, you know, let me just dig a little bit deeper here. So you're coming from the perspective that we need to be serious every day. Am I correct? Do we need to be serious, as you have defined serious, with concern over what really matters and understanding the state of emergency? Do we really need to be serious every day, Brother Thurman?
Yes, we do. Of course we do. And we must, for our survival. And we are, even though many have forgotten and they separate their mind and body from nature, but we are part of nature. And nature, the animals, the ants, they're always serious. They have never ceased being serious unless they've been domesticated like us on the plantation. But otherwise, they're always serious. We need to connect back to nature and be like nature. So if you take, for example, ants take action immediately when they are attacked. They always have, all of my life. You know, as a child, certainly, and still now, if I go out in the woods and move a log or whatever, the ants take action immediately whenever they are disturbed in whatever kind of way. And among the immediate things that they always, always do is to go to save their queen and their babies, regardless of whatever else is happening. So imagine that we, as a group, had that mindset that we're going to take appropriate action immediately to protect our mothers and our babies and the elders and in the community, instead of chilling and playing. We got to be serious about that. And so if anybody that have never, you know, studied ants, you know, find an anthill or you know, move a log and just watch the ants and watch how when you move where they had been in peace and undisturbed, they got disturbed. And they don't stop and say, "What's going on? What are y'all doing to us?" No, they just get busy immediately. And then there's others in nature who will get busy in a different kind of way, including attacking you. But righteously so. And so they've got a consistency, and they're not confused about who they are. And so they've got clarity of what their role is and how they should respond over and over and over.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for drawing that parallel between what happens in nature, and certainly we are part of nature, but you know, using that example of the ants, and I had never really thought about it, but there's not a day that they aren't working, that they aren't doing something constructive, productive, in terms of contributing to their community, whatever that community might be, back at the anthill or whatever. And that goes on every single day. So,
yes, it does.
Yes, to have something that ingrained, it couldn't help but be productive. So, you know, that word serious keeps coming up over again. I just said it just now without even thinking that, you know, the ants are serious every day. So what is it serious about what, Brother Thurman? Help us to understand, what is it that we need to be serious about?
We need to be serious about every aspect of our life. And this is longer than I can name, but if you thought about, just some basic things, it's serious about our spirituality, our spirit, mind, our body, our nourishment, our healing. And you could just, but just those things encompasses a lot. But we got to recognize that we need to be serious about everything that you could possibly think. I can't think of anything that we shouldn't be serious about. And when we think that certain things, well, that ought not be serious, but it really is. And even in war, people in war, they're in a war zone, they're in wherever, in the bush, in the jungles, or wherever, they certainly would, when there was a break in the fighting, they would appreciate the sunshine. They would appreciate a joyful word from somebody else on the battlefield, but it's still serious.
Mm-hmm.
And so we the original people, we had for hundreds of thousands of years or longer peace and greatness, and we achieved a lot until the invaders came and disturbed our peace and our greatness, and they proceeded to do horrible things, kidnapping us, all kinds of brutality, killing us that has never stopped, the raping of our females and males of all ages, and it's still going on with horrible side effects even from generations ago. So it's just like a few weeks ago related to protests and these monuments being taken down around the world, a sister whose ancestors that she didn't meet, but she's traced her ancestry, but she recognized that in her family history, a lot of her family was on the plantations and they were raped. And so she wrote a page or more powerfully worded article, and it's actually on the Us Lifting Us Facebook page, in the last couple of weeks or so, but the title of it is called My Rape Skin, My R-A-P-E Skin.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a powerful message for us to let our brain absorb that we've got sisters and brothers walking around and we've looked at it and never even thought about it, that it is a result of having rape skin. Well, that's a serious matter. It's a serious matter. And so if we've grown up and heard people talk about somebody in the family that's got so-called good hair, I question that. But if they got good hair based on it so-called being straight, but it is straight because of what? Because of some rape in the family. And so is that something to be proud about? And so if we look at our original people and our original skin hue would be richly pigmented, but if that's been interrupted, should we be okay with it? Or should we be serious about it and not be okay with it? And
well, you're certainly stirring the pot and giving lots of pause for thought this evening. I'm sorry, I may have interrupted you just when you were about to add another comment.
No, it's all right, because, there's more. And so you go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I was just thinking to myself that this is indeed a truly very serious subject. And I want to once again invite our listening audience, if they'd care to join the conversation, dial 929-477-2789, 929-477-2789, and then press the number 1 on your keypad so that we'll know that you want to ask a question or make a comment. Or you can join us at www.usliftingus.com and click on the Ulu Radio tab. All right, and this evening we're talking about, do we need to be serious every day? And Brother Thurman is assisting us with the dialogue this evening. And Brother Thurman, I do see that we have a caller that would like to either ask a question or make a comment. So let's go ahead and open the line for that caller. So caller 1111, please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, Hotep, this is Brother Kevlar from Gable Cross City, some call it Richmond, Virginia. Sirius just means have a keen consideration, very careful consideration, application of whatever you're doing. That's all it is. So if you're going to practice one of the arts, let's say music, drama, even a stand-up comedian, if your mindset is liberation after people, you make sure that when you're speaking that you're doing something that, if you politicize something, you make sure you're doing it for liberation after people. So even though it's art, you're serious. Like, for example, the European artist Norman Rockwell, he was serious that when he did his art, he was glorifying and elevating European people and European value system. So if I'm an artist, I'm going to be serious every day. If my art is drawing, I'm going to draw in a way to liberate African people. If I'm a stand-up comedian, I'm going to politicize what's going on. I'm going to make sure that I'm serious about my craft, serious about my art, and not going to say anything that's to defame African people, but I'm going to address the social issues that's around me. So all it is to be serious is to careful consideration of what you're doing and its application. And that should be every single day of your life.
Well, thank you so much, brother, for adding those comments to the conversation. That certainly helps to add clarity and give us another perspective around that. So we appreciate you joining the conversation with us this evening. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Powerful
okay.
Words, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, very powerful. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a music break here for just a couple of minutes. Stick and stay with us, and we will be back in about 2 minutes.
Dance our way out of our constriction. Gonna be freaking up and down the hang up alleyway. With the groove I only got, we shall all be moved. Ready or not, yeah, we come getting down.
We are back with you once again. This is Dare to Win. This is the regular Thursday night broadcast for Us Lifting Us, Economic Development Cooperative. We are here every Thursday evening from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and we discuss serious topics. This is the place where we have sobering conversations about the economic plight of Black people and the imperative to build family-centered, group-owned cooperative businesses that guarantee our self-determination, liberation, and sovereignty. ULU has definitely developed an exact methodology of how to do this and how to pass it forward to future generations. This is what we're all about, and thank you for being with us. I'm your host this evening, Sister Nanana, and continuing on with our subject, do we need to be serious every day? And assisting us with this subject matter this evening, we have Brother Thurman, who is an Us Lifting Us board member, helping us to talk through this particular subject, and it is deep. And Brother Thurman, we do have another caller who would like to either ask a question or make a comment. So if it's okay with you, we'll take that caller and then get back into more of the discussion.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. All right, opening the mic for caller 3176, 3176. Please give us your name, tell us where you're calling from, and then your question or your comment. Thank you.
Greetings, Sister Nanana and Brother Thurman. This is Brother Ken Beasley calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
I'm thoroughly enjoying
the conversation tonight. I was thinking as when Sister Nanana asked the question, are we need to be serious every day and how do we do that or in what ways do we do that? And the thought came up in my spirit, it's about purpose. And then the previous caller said that since the goal is African liberation, that really answered the question in my mind that, yes, that's the goal. Liberation and sovereignty for African people via building the economic institutions that guarantee that liberation and that sovereignty. So thank you, Brother Thurman, for posing the question. And then once we have a very clear purpose in mind, it's easy to stay serious every day because the work is serious. And the goal is ever in front of us. So I just wanted to thank the previous caller for clarifying how we might answer this question, and just wanted to add this comment to the conversation. Thank you.
Thank you
so much, Brother Kimbizi. For sure. Yeah, deep subject. And as we get more and more into it, we clearly understand that we have to be on point all the time and always be about the business of putting us in that favored position that we need to have. And that's what ULU does. That's what Us Lifting Us is all about, is opening things up for improvement of our economic situation. So let's move on with the conversation a little bit more, Brother Thurman. We're talking about particular things that subject areas and areas of interest that we need to be serious. And something comes to mind for me, and that's concerning healthcare and that whole arena of wellness. Is this something that you can support in terms of this being an area that we should be serious about? It comes to mind for me particularly because of what we're enduring right now with the coronavirus. So give us your thoughts around that, Brother Thurman.
Yes, thank you. And thank all of the callers also. Healthcare and wellness are two different subjects, two different worlds. And both of them are serious. Now, when it comes to healthcare, as they offer it up to us, it's serious, yes, but it's anti-us. It's a horror story. It's a pimp game. But we have to have our serious mind's eye, our third eye open to recognize that. And being that I mentioned our third eye, when we've been malnourished, malnourishment is one of the essentials of not being able to function or see with your third eye. And so the health care as been offered up to us, it's a horror story. It's anti us. And our focus should be on wellness, because you could just go and name whatever you want to relate it to health care, and you get a totally different perspective on how to proceed about so many things related to our spirit, mind, body, and nutrition. And so just for example, I was with a large group of sisters and brothers a few months ago, and so on a panel, and one of them was a doctor. And so from a healthcare perspective, I mentioned that to the audience, I said, if I cannot read the pages of a book, what would you tell me to do? And they said among the things, or two things, was get glasses or go to the eye doctor. Now, and so I said to them, if you came to me and you told me that you couldn't read the pages of the book, I said, the last thing I tell you to do is go to the eye doctor, the last thing, because I'm serious. Because in wellness, in natural wellness, there's so many options that work that would keep you from going to the eye doctor. And I mean, it's something that I know because it's something that I practice. And among the things would be eye exercises. Not difficult to do. It just had to be serious and do them every day. And they're easy to learn and they're easy to look up. You just type in eye exercises. And related to that, there's just a whole lot more to add to that. But there's nutrients like luteins and avocados that helps your eyesight. And there's sun gazing, G-A-Z-I-N-G. And I told the people in the audience, I said, most of the time, if I bring up what I just said, nobody take notes, because they'll just keep on living the lifestyle because they're not being serious and continue to have to keep up with the glasses, and they lose their glasses, they break them or whatever, and they also got their self, their body, and their mind programmed, and they need sunglasses, which blocks out the rays of the sun that's beneficial to your eyes. So that's just a whole different world. And so if we're going to be serious, we've got to be serious about those things that's in our favor and reject all the anti-us stuff. And healthcare, as it's been labeled and brought to us with pharmaceutical drugs and surgery, is anti-us. And we need to, you know, say no to it, diss it, because there's alternatives. There's a natural use of the plants, the herbs, minerals, and on, but also natural and you could say divine use of the universal powers, including the many, many benefits of the sunshine and the moon and those things. So that just goes on and on. The way that we should be following is there waiting for us to return to it. The invaders captured our mind, blocked up our third eye, and we got to reawaken and use it. And we got to be serious. And when you're serious, you got to have courage. Because as a minister said years ago, that in this awakening, you have to recognize, he gave for example, that in awakening people, it can frighten them. It makes them uncomfortable. He says, surgery is often uncomfortable, but to tell people and be serious the truth can be uncomfortable to people. If I told people, if you got aluminum pans in your house, don't give them to nobody. Don't sell them to nobody. Take them to the scrapyard, because aluminum pots and pans and utensils that's used all around the world are toxic. And when you put your food in there, including acidic food, it takes out the aluminum. And when you stir in it, you're scraping the aluminum into your food. And aluminum is one of the factors of losing brain function. Aluminum toxicity is also in underarm deodorant. And so I hope that answered your question about the difference in my view of their natural wellness and being serious about it.
Yes, yes, you did, Brother Thurman, and thank you so much for some of the detail, very important detail that you gave around that subject area. And what comes up for me when I think about this particular subject area is that there is a difference between treatment and prevention. And with Western medicine, you are constantly stuck in a cycle of constant treatment, and nothing is ever done from a preventative perspective, or very little that is meaningful. So that whole area of healthcare, yeah, we have to truly be serious. And I judge that in order to take that serious mindset, we have to take responsibility. See, we've been trained to think that someone else is responsible for our healthcare, so we've given up our responsibility for that. So, yes, that's a big, major area. And I do see that we have a couple of more questions that callers who have indicated that they would like to either ask a question or make a comment, Brother Thurman. So let's go ahead and open the line, and let's see, caller number 8014, would you give us your name, where you're calling from, and then your question or your comment? Thank you.
Yes, this is Brother Stan. I'm calling from Centerville, Georgia.
And all right.
I want to make a comment in reference to seriousness, and I kind of want to build my case here. When I was, I come from a small town in America, Georgia, about 12,000 people. And so I wanted to do some research and find out about the town. I know the history of the other group of people, but the history of my people and where I come from on the south side of America. So I had to go and search, and I found a little book. It was written by a history teacher, actually, about America's Georgia. It's called Remembering America's Georgia, and it goes through the entire history of it, all the names of the streets and named after, you know, all the white folk down there and things of that nature. So, but there's a gentleman, a black gentleman, who by the name of Elbert Head, he actually, they recorded his story, which I thought was fascinating, and he actually described what I would embody as his serious mindset when he got the word. The emancipation happened in 1863. It took 2 years for word to get down to him that, you know, we were ex-slaves, we were freed slaves, so you can go do what you want to do. And in June, if I can just take a minute to kind of read what he said, he said, on the first day of June, 1865, I was set free in this county. And in this case, Sumter County, which is the county that I was born in. He said, at that time, I was keeping a public washing and iron establishment. And then he goes on to say, but he realized that other free black folk didn't have land. They didn't have housing. So it made him sad. He literally said he cried. And so with that sadness, he took the serious mindset. He said he fixed, this is the language he used in 1865. He said, I fixed my course and set my state to deal in real estate because he wanted to get the land, build the houses, and sell the houses, give the houses to the ex-slave. So he took that serious mindset coming out of slavery to help his people. And he dedicated himself to doing that. He not only became a real estate developer, he became a politician. He fixed his whole life, created his whole serious life after slavery, serving white people to serve his own people. And he died as a statesman from a little small town where I grew up in, which I thought was a great example of what it takes to be serious. And the question was asked, you know, do we have time not to be serious? Well, if I look from his perspective, he didn't, I guess he didn't, in his mind, he didn't there was no time not to be serious. He had work to do, even after serving other people for so many years. So if I take that and I apply that to Ulu and what we're trying to do, I can kind of say, I kind of build a case that we are in the same, you know, in the same position. We're coming out of a dying world. So we have to move out in full force to build the world for our people. So, you know, I guess if you want to not be serious, you take some breaks or however you want to do it. But the bigger picture is we need to be serious always, even though we're not actively being serious. We need to be thinking, even though in our times of, you know, break, times of peace, planning, thinking, how do we make a place for our people and put them in a position where we can take over this world, because this world is dying out. Somebody has to take it over, and it's our job to take it over. And if we're not serious, then we're going to lose that opportunity, and somebody else will be put in our place. That's all I have
Thank
to say.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate that that bit of history and the explanation that you gave around that. That's certainly a wonderful example of being serious. Thank you. And let's move on to, we have another caller who would like to ask a question or make a comment. Caller 7008-7008. Please give us your name, where you're calling from, and then your question or your comment, please. Caller 7008.
Hi.
Your name and
Yes, good evening. I'm enjoying my name is Deborah Rice Lamar, and I'm here in Miramar, Florida, and I tuned in a little late, but I was really enjoying the comment that the host was making on wellness versus healthcare. I happen to work in a healthcare organization, but have been fortunate enough to have people in my life who were true healers and dealing with wellness for, you know, about the last 20 or 30 years. So I guess I have a somewhat of a I agree that we need to move away from it, but I also know, as I look in the in our inner cities and with our people, that we really need to learn how to use both, so that our people can use the health care long enough to stay alive, enough to get to use the wellness. And so many of our people are so have used the system to the point that they are not just the system, but just the whole system since slavery on has made us extremely unhealthy. So there are so many things that if they don't at least continue to use some of the health care enough, they're not going to get to the point of being educated about wellness. So they really need the combination, and what would be ideal, and I tried to push and have tried to push for 15 years within my organization, is a combination, but is not going to go over easily because the pharmaceutical companies want you to either cut it out or medicate it for life, and to have to manage, I call managed care, managing a degree of unhealthiness is what they want to manage so you can keep taking the drug. So, but even that, a lot of our people don't get enough of or in time, because we have rightful suspicions and distrust of systems. I work for an organization that is primarily run by people of, I won't say people, black people, people of African ancestry, and they service, you know, a good 100,000 people in the Miami area. So they So I do see some of the good that they do. I just don't see it being enough to take us where we need to be. And I've tried to get wellness people. Like I have a primary care physician. I have an Ayurvedic physician. I have a Chinese medical doctor. You know, I have a spiritual healer. You know, and I use all three on a regular basis. You know, and it's, to me, it works as a combination. You know, the combination works well for me. And I just know so many of our people are not ready to hear the true wellness. A lot of the older people are not ready to. They're scared to get off of that medication. They don't believe that thereby diabetes does not have to be a permanent thing, or that hypertension is not permanent. You know, that it's a matter of lifestyle. But it's difficult. So difficult for us as
it
people.
It certainly is.
That lifestyle.
Thank you.
Yes. So that was all. It was in support of what he's saying, but also the reality of getting to that ideal place where we can just deal with wellness, that we have to meet our people where they are and take them by the hand and take them step by step and not leave them dying in the meantime because we think they should be somewhere that they're not.
You are certainly on target with that. Thank you so much for your comments. We appreciate you joining the conversation, for sure. And once again, our number is 929-477-2789. And press the number 1 on your dial, on your keypad, if you would like to be a part of the conversation this evening. And we are discussing, do we need to be serious every day? And Brother Thurman, who is a member of the Us Lifting Us Executive Board, is here leading us through this discussion today. And Brother Thurman, I have one other question that I would like to ask. It's an area that I'm saying obviously because this is the Us Lifting Us Economic Development Cooperative. This is our Dare to Win, our weekly radio program. So what can you share with us around the being serious, the survival, and the thriving going forward of our people as it relates to our economic circumstances and situations? How do you see that perspective from the standpoint of our subject this evening of being serious?
Thank you, Sister Nanana. That is an extremely serious subject also. It's an absolute necessity, because in the economic world, if we don't have any economic power, it creates so many deficiencies in our ability to function and to have power. And so it's like a message of Us Lifting Us that says we either take control of the economics of our community or forever be at the mercy of others. And to forever be at the mercy of others would have to be a form of insanity. Now, we don't have to do it because we do have the choice. And it's like I mentioned earlier, the word anti-us and for us, and we need to be about whatever is for us. And in the economics, we can drag it out for whatever, or we can just quickly group up, come together as a group, and develop very quickly some economic power and going at it from multiple approaches, including, as Brother Stan mentioned earlier, real estate and land and a whole lot more. And so we've been failing because we've been made distracted and not being serious and too much playing. And in the process of playing and chilling and consuming, we're just reckless with the money that we do have that we need to be pooling and putting it to really effective use. And so In the process of being serious, we have to be willing to know, recognize that. So it's just like, if the question was asked, can we be serious about our survival and our liberation while committing economic suicide, enriching others? And no, we can't be serious if we are enriching others constantly. And when I say enriching others, I'm not talking about for a few thousand or a few hundred thousand, but I'm talking about into multi-millions and billions of dollars. That includes things like hair and nails and eyelashes and other fakery and wheels and on, but we've got to be real, and that's why I said fakery, because that's what it is. It's absolute foolishness, economic suicide, for us to be spending money on just those things that I talked about when there's we have no need for it. We are beautiful, our natural selves, and to go after some cosmetic fakery, you ain't your natural self. And so a few days ago, based on a message I got from a brother told the story that he and a lady spent the night together, and in the middle of the night he awakened, and he was interested in before they spent the night together. But when he woke up, he looked over and saw her, and he said, and his mind said, "What?" And then he looked over on the dresser, and he saw the wig. So what's the message we should learn from that? Is that be your natural self so that what you see is what you get. And so when the sisters and the brothers had their natural self, their natural hair, and on, then there was no illusions, no confusion. But why enrich people while practicing foolishness, you know, like the hair and the nails and on and on. And so us lifting us has a well laid out model and plan in place for us to pool our resources and it will position us to be able to employ our people. So just imagine what it would be like to go into a major, commercial facility like the size of a Walmart or Lowe's, 150,000 square feet, where we've got a farmer's market, a place where black farmers that actually grow food, to have a problem getting into the other marketplaces, but we'll be there to purchase their food and healthy food, and we know where it came from. We're not dealing with Monsanto and genetically modified and things like that, but it would also include things like office space and bookstores, black bookstores, movie/entertainment theaters, and vendor space, and art and bulk buying of food like you buy in the health food store. This is available to us when we come together with us lifting us using our ancient model of cooperative economics, and we must get away from the brutal capitalistic model. It's anti-us. It's anti-the planet. Anti-everybody. But we must take control of our economics, and us lifting us has what we need to do that. And plus, it's truly a democratic model, whereas when you become a member by applying for membership, you have to apply for membership, but when you apply, you will be vetted, and if you accept it, then you become a member. And at that $50 annually, you have a say-so. Everybody has a say-so, and nobody in us lifting us has more say than you or I as a member. And Sister Nanana, you go right ahead with some other things that you could add to that.
I'm sorry, Brother Thurman. You took a pause there, and I thought you were winding down. So that's why I was saying thank you. But yeah, the information that you've been sharing is spot on. It's right on target as you're talking about us lifting us. And you've pointed out that us lifting us does have the winning plan. We have a process, a model, whereby when it is put into action, that it can guarantee that we will move ourselves from the economic position that we're in now, which is a position of subservience, that it will move us into a position of thriving and a position of sovereignty and a position whereby we truly have meaningful legacy to pass on to our children that ensures that their economic futures will be secure. So by pooling the funds and then using those funds to actually develop businesses, ventures that create jobs and that serve the family and serve our communities. That's what Us Lifting Us is all about. So once again, inviting any of the listening audience who may not be members of Us Lifting Us to please check out our website, www.usliftingus.com. Take your time, go through every tab that's on the website and really read and understand the information that's there. Be very serious in terms of how you're studying what's on the website, and then truly be serious and take action on the tab that says join. And please do join us. Membership is $50 a year, and take the next step as well, which is to invest in being an owner of a share or a unit of Us Lifting Us Economic Development Cooperative. We need you. We need each other. And I would also like to just take a moment right now to remind all of our ULU members that the ULU Academy will be launched on August 4th. So please watch your email for the reminder notices that are going to be coming out concerning the ULU Academy. We are definitely encouraging all ULU members to attend the Academy so you can receive this cutting-edge information on cooperative economics, as well as it's an opportunity for you to be brought up to speed on what's actually going on, what's on the drawing board for Us Lifting Us. There are some pretty exciting things that are coming down the pike here really soon, and you want to be well apprised of everything that's happening in your cooperative. This is your cooperative once you become a member and you pay your membership. So on this subject of do we need to be serious every day, Brother Thurman, please give us kind of your summary or any closing comments. It certainly has been an eye-opening and a inspirational and exciting subject. So what comments would you leave us with in terms of being serious every day?
Being serious every day, just dealing with economics, it would move us forward very, very quickly. When we're serious every day when it comes to the Black economics, we would be serious enough that we would go out of our way to do business with our people. We're going to find a way to make it work dealing with us, and as much as we possibly can direct our attention away from the ways of others that have actually corrupted our communities and our thinking and on and on. And as I mentioned, when we move to the natural side of living and eating and consuming, we immediately begin to have a tremendous reduction in health challenges. And so when we pool our resources and build our institutions all over, because as an Us Lifting Us member, you could be a member regardless of where you're located in Africa and around the world. But when we do that, it will just be such a successful venture and such a joy, because it's all serious. And our liberation is in our hands, and you and I and us, this members and new members that's coming forth around the world, can join our spirit, mind, and body and get back to total liberation.
Thank you so much, Brother Thurman. And we invite the family to join us again next week, same time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, for another exciting topic with Dare to Win.